Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Having a baby is no small feat, and maternity leave should be time for recuperation, for bonding and finding your feet as a new parent. However, for 60 women in Ireland every year, that time is taken over by a cancer diagnosis, and these women are unable to defer their maternity leave when they're ill. So all or almost all of their maternity leave is spent receiving life-saving treatment, denying them time to spend with their newborn baby. And the Leave Our Leave campaign is now in its second year, continuing to urge government to amend legislation to give women they need to care, the time that they need to care for their babies and to recover. And Erica Tierney is the activist who started the movement along with the Irish Cancer Society. And Erica is here with me in the studio this morning. Hello, Erica.
Hi, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. So your own story in this regard starts back in 2019, doesn't it? In November of that year, because you were 30 weeks pregnant when you got the news that changed everything for you.
Yeah, that's it. I was 30 weeks pregnant when I was diagnosed with my first and only little girl back in 2019. So we have been campaigning now for 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years research really before we launched in full, with the help of a lot of barristers working with us pro bono and the Irish Cancer Society behind the scene to really see what amendments we needed to make. But yeah, as you say, my own story goes back to 2019. I found a lump in September of that year. And within 2 weeks, it was diagnosed as breast cancer. Unfortunately, with cancer in pregnancy, a lot of the time they can't do the required scans to even stage it. So we spent a lot of time in limbo. My daughter was induced early. And then 3 weeks later, I found myself in the chemotherapy chair. So I had a 3-week-old and I was doing chemotherapy for the entirety of my maternity leave.
And in the midst of all that, you discover I can't have this time back.
Yeah. And so when something like this happens to you, very often the hospital will assign you a social worker. So the social worker, you know, was working with me to dig through and see if this was the case. Because my assumption was, you know, if you have annual leave and you become sick, you get that day back.
Yeah.
So my main assumption was, you know, I'm really ill here. I assume that I revert to sick leave and that I come back and take this time once I've recovered. And then I was told, no, that wasn't the case. Once you have a baby, you are on maternity leave no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it doesn't change and you don't get that time back, which is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really hard for me to articulate just how sick you feel. You know, like I had a treatment cycle of every 2 weeks. And for a full week of that time, I was in bed, really sick from chemo. There was days where I couldn't hold her. There was days where I had scans and I needed to be gone all day. So I missed out on so much. And I just thought at the very least, I should be on sick leave and I should have this uninterrupted 6 months when I recover at the end. As a silver lining, yeah. I guess, if you want to put it that way.
So then you went to the Irish Cancer Society with this in 2020.
Yeah, I put a bookmark in it kind of, and I said, you know, I really want to come back to this. I don't have the energy to fight it right now. But I contacted the Irish Cancer Society at the end of 2020, and their first response was, you know, thanks for bringing this to us. We've helped many mothers and families go through a cancer diagnosis alongside a pregnancy, but no one has really raised this issue. So let's look into it together. And I think the reason why it hadn't been raised before was you really are just keeping your head above water when you're faced with such a difficult time.
Of course,
and
yeah,
trying to look after a newborn. So we did our research and we discovered that this is happening to 60 women in Ireland and their families. And I think that's really important to reiterate that this isn't a women's issue. This is a family's issue that it's affecting. And I think that's what drives me on as well, that every single week somebody else is facing this, that, you know, they can't have that time with their babies. We can never change anybody's treatment, that they need, you know, chemotherapy or they need radiation. But what we can change is trying to give them that time back at the end that they've lost.
And when you raise this issue publicly, everybody said, you're right. Nobody said you were wrong or, you know, this mightn't be possible or it's not fair. Everybody agreed that this change should happen.
Yeah. And that's it. We have had resounding agreement on this. Personally, and alongside the Irish Cancer Society, we have briefed every political party in the country. We have talked to ministers, TDs, senators. Everybody agrees. So when Minister O'Gorman stood up in October of last year of 2023...
This is, so it's Roderick O'Gorman's responsibility and competency.
Exactly. It sits within his portfolio and essentially he has the power to make this happen really quickly. And he announced as part of the Green Party annual meeting in October last year that they were behind this. You know, the Green Party are not just a party of climate change, but they are really forward thinking on issues like this. And we perhaps naively celebrated a little early. We thought that this was coming very soon down the tracks. Mm-hmm. They made a self-professed commitment that they would have it done by December. And here we are in July of the following year, still talking about it.
Okay, well, we got onto the Department of Disability Integration, Equality and Children and Youth, and they said that the minister met with the Irish Cancer Society late last year, as you've been telling us, and he announced plans to introduce legislation to allow women undergoing treatment for cancer or other serious illnesses to postpone their maternity leave. It's planned to bring this forward together with a number of amendments arising out of the department's review of Ireland's equality legislation. They're finalising the proposals and the minister intends to bring them to Cabinet for approval in the coming weeks. So it does sound as though it's imminent. I know you've had a false dawn last year, but that, would you say, is promising?
It sounds imminent, but in all reality, that's a stock response that we've essentially been given since October. Mm-hmm. Every time I raise this issue, every time I meet with different people in the media or politician, they mention that phrase coming weeks. We're really counting in months since that commitment, and we're counting in years since we first started to speak about this. So what we really need is urgent action and prioritising this issue. You know, taking it as part of broader equality legislation and saying it's part of an omnibus bill, maybe that's slowing it down, but we know that they have the power to make this change really quickly. And even just today, you know, travelling in here, I received another message from another mum who's 8 weeks into treatment, has an 8-week-old baby girl. So we're affecting people's lives every single week that we delay this. And it's just not good enough. We just need to take urgent action.
And what do you feel now, having been through it and lost your maternity leave, that you really missed out on when you look back?
Oh, like, it's the tiny things. I remember driving by coffee shops and looking at other moms who were fit and well enough to just meet up and have a coffee with their newborns. So it's the most basic thing in terms of bonding and being well enough to actually care for your baby properly. I had to draft in friends and family to help me mind our little girl. My husband had to take carer's leave. So if we had have known that we had 6 months protected time when I felt better, it just would have been a huge silver lining, and it would have felt like a compassionate response compared to being finished treatment and 1 week later looking at yourself bald and feeling absolutely awful and getting that letter to say your maternity leave is up and our expectation as a government is that you return to work soon.
Yeah. Your own situation then, you didn't have good news towards the end of last year. Is that
Yeah,
right?
Just as the Green Party were announcing they were going to do this, I got a second cancer diagnosis, a whole new primary cancer. So I'm currently in treatment again. I've finished radiation. I'm still in chemotherapy, probably have some more surgeries down the line. I will be okay. But I think it's that reiteration and the memory of what chemo and treatment and radiation feels like.
You know too much about it.
I know too much, yeah. And I just can't let this go. Mm-hmm. We have commitment, we have agreement. So I would just really urge that they take this on and they make it happen before Dáil recess.
Yeah, it's such a credit to you that you have the energy to do what you're doing, you know, even to come in here and talk about this.
And I don't have a lot of energy, but I have two things that I commit my energy to, and that's my family and this campaign. And I just hope that it's not wasted energy. I hope that today, when this is in the media again, that they take it on and they just fulfill it by the time Dáil breaks next week.
And, you know, as you say, it's 60 people. It's so important to those 60 people, but it is just 60 people. Everyone agrees that it should happen. The government agrees that it should happen. Nobody has objected to this. So really, it's just a question of doing it, it would seem.
Absolutely. I mean, it's minuscule. We've done the costings, we've presented the costings, and we've presented the wording of the legislation. So we've essentially done the crux of the work. It's literally just a matter of arriving to cabinet and signing it into law at this point and making it happen.
Yeah, well, let's hope, as you say, that it does happen. Your little girl is almost five?
She is almost five, headed off for her big school journey in September. She doesn't know about any of this, but hopefully one day we'll be able to tell her that we went through this and we made a difference for other people.
Yeah, well, hopefully so, Erica. And it's great to see you. Thanks very much for coming in, and we wish you well. And let's hope that there's movement on that campaign. It's long overdue. That's Erica Tierney. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.